thanks for joining us on WTOP.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're no stranger to Washington. You served here in the Obama administration for a couple years. Have you been back since then?
Yeah, I've been back a bunch of times. I've got some family out there and some friends who are still there, so I love coming down. I live in New York, so it's not a far trip.
What family do you have down here?
My brother, a bunch of cousins. The whole East Coast is a lot of family, so it's good. Everything from Boston down to D.C.
Nice. Well, we're here to talk about your show, Battle Creek, which is on CBS. It premiered, the premiere episode was, what, like last weekend, right?
Yeah, last Sunday night.
All right, give our listeners just a real quick gist of the premise.
Yeah, sure. So the premise of the show is a cop show that takes place in Battle Creek, Michigan, with a heavily underfunded police force. So these are guys that have to struggle really hard. They don't have the equipment that they need to do, you know, their work. And there's an FBI office that moves in directly across the hall. So there's a lot of tension brewing between a much better funded FBI office and an underfunded police force. What I liked about the show was that when I read it, and I'm glad they kept this consistent. It's an hour long cop show, but there's a lot of humor in it, which was important to me just as an actor. It was a lot of fun to do also. So you'll see, it's similar to something like, I guess if you took Law and Order and Brooklyn Nine-Nine and put them together, that's probably the tone of the show.
So it's a definitely different tone than, True Detective, which is very serious. This has got a little more humor in it.
Yeah, I mean, there are, you'll get your gunfights and car chases and things that you want out of a good cop show, but there's also a lot of ridiculousness and some of the more boring aspects of police work that bring out a lot of humor.
All right, and tell us about your character.
So I play a guy named Detective Fontenelle White. He's a guy who likes to play by the rules ideally, but doesn't have to if the rules are going to get in the way of trying to nab the suspects, which is a theme that I think you'll see in a lot of the show. It's Vince Gilligan and David Short together, so none of these characters are as cut and dry as they might seem at first. And I kind of like that about the character that I'm playing. I've never played a cop before, and it's nice to play someone who's equal parts, action and equal parts comedy.
Yeah, you mentioned Vince Gilligan, which, just in case our listeners don't remember, he created Breaking Bad, and David Shore, who created House, which you were on, if I remember correctly.
Yes, exactly.
So what's it like working with Shore again? I mean, did you guys know back during House that you'd be working together again, or just happy accident?
No, we did not. It's awesome. I had a great time working on House, and David is an incredibly thoughtful, very funny writer and show creator, so working with him every day again is awesome. It's also nice to have that familiarity. A lot of our writers and the folks on the crew worked with us on House, so it's almost like just jumping back in with a group of people who, I got close with a few years ago.
Now, you aren't as familiar as working with Vince Gilligan. Were you a huge Breaking Bad fan like the rest of us?
I was a Breaking Bad fan, and what I love about Vince's story about the script is he actually wrote it something like 12 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And, after the success of Breaking Bad, a lot of networks in LA were saying, hey Vince, don't you have anything else? He said, yeah, all the stuff you guys said no to a few years ago.
Everything you already passed on,
he was able
you
to
idiots.
Kind of dust off the script and realized, one of the things he liked about making it was that writing it was that it was relatively timeless in terms of the concept. So he and David Shore got together and revisited it.
That's great. No matter what you do, you've done a great job reinventing yourself, both, on screen with shows like this and then off screen, with your work at the White House. But, I'm sure walking down the streets, a lot of people still say, hey, Kumar, are you still surprised by the cult success of the White Castle movies?
I am. And it's crazy. When people shout that, there's so much love with which they shout at you. So it's kind of crazy because when we made those movies, we had no idea if anybody would even watch them, and they didn't do very well. The first one, at least, didn't do very well in the box office.
Right.
And it was only because the fans went out and bought them on DVD and gave it to their friends and passed it around that we were able to do a second and third movie. So we had no idea that these characters would be as loved as they are, and because of that, we obviously love the fans a lot for giving us a chance to do those.
Just if you need to look at the legacy of those, look no further than Neil Patrick Harris. I mean, he was pretty much Doogie Howser, everyone remembered him, but he was off the map, and you guys almost single-handedly brought him back. Now he's hosting the Oscars.
He is awesome. What a What an incredibly talented guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, do you guys stay in touch?
Yeah. Actually, it's funny. I just saw him a few weeks ago. He is on fire, working like a madman and crushing everything that he does, and has a beautiful family to boot. So he's doing well.
Did you guys know, I mean, was there a sense when you were on the set doing, you know, the Harold and Kumar stuff that NPH would take off like that? I mean, I just saw him in Hedwig on Broadway, and he was fantastic, and just Gone Girl and everything else. I mean, was there a sense like, man, we're kind of on the cusp of a comeback here?
You know, I had seen him, in a couple of shows on Broadway, Assassins and a few other things, and He always struck me as incredibly talented because, you know, before that I hadn't really known. He had done, what did he do? He Recover Brother, I think, before our movie, and of course all the, you know, the Doogie Howser stuff. But his plays spoke for themselves, and I thought, this guy's really, I mean, you know, every actor's career fluctuates up and down at different times, but there's definitely, you know, there's a very solid Neil Patrick Harris presence that I'm so glad that he's doing so well.
And you did appear on How I Met Your Mother with him too. Any do you miss being on that show?
I do very much. That was a blast. I did with the second to last season, I guess. And those guys, like, you know, you get added onto a show that's already been on the air, and you always kind of wonder before you start what's going to be like, and are you going to get along with everybody? That cast and crew love coming into work every day. They've been doing it for 8 years, and it was, you almost felt like it was their first day at work. That's how much they loved each other. So it was awesome to be part of something like that.
So for a show like that, and now with Battle Creek, do you find that is TV something that you're enjoying doing compared to movies? Or I know I see you have a couple other movies coming up, Outliving Emily and Stereotypically You. But is TV something you're enjoying being in right now as opposed to movies?
You know, I love both. If I have the chance to do both, I'd be a happy guy. What I like about TV, obviously, there's a lot more stability as an actor, and you know, if you're on a TV show. But it's cool to learn about your character much more slowly. So there's a challenge there where, you know, every week you get a new script and you find out more about your character than you knew before. That's kind of a unique thing to television, because when you do a movie, you know everything about your character from start to finish. So I love both for different reasons. You know, if I can continue to do both, it'd be awesome.
Well, and on TV, you know it's going to keep being steady work, so that's not a bad problem either.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, hey, thanks for taking the time to join us on WTOP. Just before we go, any final reasons why our listeners should tune in on this Sunday?
If you want to laugh and you want an action-packed hour, definitely, you know, join us. It's been fun to shoot, and a lot of the folks that we've shown early screeners too have liked it, so I hope you guys check it out.
Awesome. Thanks so much. That's Cal Penn here on WTOP.
Thank you. Appreciate it.